And you may have caught Idina Menzel singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl last night. You may remember that she was made famous after singing this song.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen.
At last year's Academy Awards ceremony, it was the conventional wisdom that Let It Go from Frozen would win the Oscar for Best Original Song, and it did. But what about this year? Joining us to run through the contenders is Glenn Whipp, who covers the award season for the Los Angeles Times. And Glenn, let's start with one of the nominees, a really fun song, Everything Is Awesome. This is from the Lego Movie. It is written by Sean Patterson, performed here by Tegan and Sarah, featuring The Lonely Island.
Everything is awesome.
I don't really think this is going to win, Glenn, but it is a great song.
I love this song because it starts, when you first hear it in the movie, it's kind of like a mind control thing. It's being played for these people, and it's like, you know, up and at them, let's get to work, let's, you know, do your job. And then by the end of the movie, it's become this song about cooperation, and let's, everything is awesome, everything is cool when you're part of a team, so it's about working together. So it's a beautiful song, a really creative, inventive song in terms of, I say beautiful, just in terms of it works on multiple levels.
And, you know, in the year that we had Happy from Pharrell to go to Everything Is Awesome, it seems like culturally we're doing pretty well here.
Yeah, very optimistic, right?
Exactly. Well, let's get to another one. This one, a very different sound, but this is Lost Stars. From Begin Again. It's written by Greg Alexander and Danielle Brisebois. This is a song that's performed twice in the movie, once by Keira Knightley and once by Adam Levine.
The version nominated is the Adam Levine version. That'll be the version performed on the Oscars, too. The Keira Knightley version, much more spare and intimate. And, you know, purists like the Keira Knightley version a little bit better. And I guess Adam Levine brings his own baggage as Maroon 5 leader. He's kind of a love-hate kind of guy, isn't he?
Well, let's hear the Keira Knightley version here for a moment.
Please don't say just a girl caught up in dreams and fantasies. Please see me reaching out for someone I can see.
So that, again, as you say, Glenn, is not the one we're going to hear on stage, but it is one of the two versions of this song that's in the movie Begin Again. Let's get to another one. This is I'm Not Gonna Miss You from the documentary Glen Campbell, I'll Be Me. It's written by Glen Campbell and Julian Raymond, performed by Glen Campbell, and it is most likely, because of his struggle with Alzheimer's, the last song that Glen Campbell will ever release.
You're the last person I will love. You're the last face I will recall. And best of all, I'm not gonna miss you.
It is at the same time hard to listen to and really powerful.
Yeah, very emotional song. It's performed at the very end of the movie. The documentary kind of follows Glen Campbell on this farewell tour after he's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. He does 151 shows over a little bit more than a year, and then 2 months later comes back in the studio and records this song. When it plays in the movie, it's shown over a lot of home movies, clips of him on the tour. It's really emotional and hard to watch. It's beautiful, too, and you can see why it got nominated.
Yeah.
The music branch of the Academy votes on these songs, and they're, you know, this year there were 79 eligible songs. And so every voter gets all 79 of these songs on a DVD. Hmm. And what you see is the clips of when the song played. So if it plays over the closing credits, basically you just listen to the song over the closing credits. With this Glen Campbell song, you would listen to the song over this just really moving montage of watching him through his life and all of his triumphs, his times with his kids being born, these final moments on this last tour, farewell tour of his. It's so, I mean, you can, and he's a musician's musician. I mean, so Music Branch voting on this, obviously a lot of fans of Glen Campbell.
Well, here's another one. This is Grateful from the movie Beyond the Lights. It's written by Diane Warren and performed here by Rita Ora.
I'm grateful for the star, made me appreciate the sun. I'm grateful for the road, made me appreciate the road. I'm grateful for the pain, for everything that made me break. I'm thankful for all my scars, cause they only make my heart grateful, grateful.
And this is a song, Glenn, that a lot of people may not have heard of.
Probably not. You know, Beyond the Lights got great reviews, but didn't do too well at the box office. This song plays over the closing credits, and as you mentioned, it's written by Diane Warren, who this is her seventh Oscar nomination, and she's best known for, like, those real big power ballads that Celine Dion, Cher, Michael Bolton. It's just these, you know, really well-crafted songs. Again, there's a love-hate kind of thing with it. I think some people think they're a little bit on the cheesy side, but they obviously have a big emotional hook to them too.
Okay, there's one more nominee, and I saved this one for last because I do think personally, and we'll see if you agree with me, that this one really has a good chance of winning. This is Glory. It's from Selma. It's written and performed by John Legend and Common.
One day when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory.
Okay, so tell me, am I wrong?
No, I think this will probably end up winning the Oscar for Best Song this year. There's been a lot written about Selma, how it won a Best Picture nomination, and then just this other nomination for Song, and a lot of people feel like the movie was overlooked in other categories. So here, it's probably not going to win Best Picture, but here would be the spot for the Academy to give it something. And I think it's, you know, John Legend and Common are going to perform it at the Oscars. I would imagine this is going to be one of the great, if not the best moment in the whole show, because the song is so good. It's just the vocal, the piano, the orchestra, the choir. It's got a real majesty to it. And then, you know, we just heard the John Legend part, but then you have Common coming in and rapping about kind of linking Selma, the events at Selma, civil rights, to what's going on today in Ferguson. There's a real contemporary relevance to the song too.
Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, the spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up.
So what's the betting in Hollywood on who's going to win Best Picture?
You know, right now it's kind of between Birdman and Boyhood, I think. Although, the race is wide open, and other movies like American Sniper, Grand Budapest Hotel have their advocates as well. I think Selma, having just received the two nominations, is something of a long shot. And that's why I think, you know, it's a good bet to win for Song.
Glenn Whip of the Los Angeles Times. He covers the awards season, and it is really kicking up into high gear here with the Oscars coming up just a few weeks from now. Glenn, thank you so much.
You bet. Good talking to you.